Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters, our verse this week is from Romans chapter 8, verses 24 and 25. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Now, I don't know about you, but I am not the most patient person in the world, not even a little. And yet, today, in this verse from Romans, Paul is telling me that if I hope for something I don't see, it's easier to wait for it. Now, I read this and I'm like, gosh, I'm not sure I buy it. I mean, really, Paul? If I see a present with my name on it, not knowing what it is does not make it easier to wait, right? But then thinking more, knowing what it is kind of ruins it, right? Have you ever known what was inside a present you were getting for Christmas or a birthday, and then when you finally opened it, you were like, oh, yay! All like fake surprisey because it wasn't a surprise, because all the fun of not knowing was taken away. It's like your least genuine reaction because you already knew what was inside the box. That's kind of what I think Paul is getting at in this verse. Hope for something you see is not really hope. It's just anticipation. But hope, real hope, the hope that means expectation of good, which really, Uplifters, by now I feel like we've talked about this Greek word, elpis, which means the expectation of good, and we translate it as hope. I've talked about it a lot. I hope it's just stuck in your heads forever. But this kind of hope, that real hope, is not seen. It's not visible or tangible, and that makes it hard because we want to know. We want to peek under the wrapping paper and just get a glimpse of what is coming. We don't hope for what we know. We hope for the thing that is beyond our knowing. In these verses in Romans, Paul is trying to give comfort to people who are going through hard stuff. And honestly, he's not that good at it in this moment. Now, later on in this same chapter, excellent work, Paul. But here, he basically says, you guys, the stuff you're going through is nothing compared to how awesome it's going to be. You don't even know. Which is true, but when you're going through something hard, that's definitely not what you want to hear. Hearing that it's going to be great at some point in the future is not really all that helpful in the moment, in a hard moment, right? But it is true. As unhelpful as it is in the hard moments, this is a true statement. Things do get better, and it's this kind of thing that we need to be reminded of when things aren't so awful. We do need to have the reminder in our heads that things get better, that there is hope, that there is good to come, that we can expect good to come. Even when things are going well, we still need this reminder that when things are great, when they think it can't even get better than this, there is still more good to come, still. As good as things can be, God always has something better. And that creates a kind of longing, a kind of expectation that we hold in the back of our mind, patiently waiting for the day when we get to know all the good God is bringing our way. And when we trust in that, on the good days and on the okay days, it helps us get through the bad days too. There is good to come, Uplifters. We don't even know. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.